Good morning, everybody.
Hi, I got a couple on the balcony as well, so the angels are up there watching over us, so that's really good. Well, this is good, isn't it? Isn't it good not to have much space left? That's really great. A warm welcome, and we mean warm. I'm just going to check something. It's far warmer than we need it, but Andrew is going to be standing in it a long time, organising the emptying of it, and so it's the temperature for Andrew, not for the rest of us. I could do with a few degrees less so I could cool off, but let's pray. It's just so good to see you. Father, we thank you that you always give us a warm welcome. There's always a smile on your face when you see us look towards you. Pray, come to a place like this, set apart for worship. Thank you, Lord, that you welcome us with open arms, and we can come just as we are. We pray that you would meet us and bless us, that we may be a blessing. Amen. Right, we have a couple of notices. Firstly, David Butler, if you'd like to come up, and I'd suggest the first step only. That would be great.
Very wise. Very wise. Good morning, everyone. At the service on Thursday, when we were remembering the life of Betty Harris and celebrating that life, afterwards there was an opportunity to donate something to the BMS World Mission, which was Betty's wish. She had supported it all her life. And so an offering was taken, and so far people have generously given £264 towards that cause. But Philip Harris has asked me to thank people who gave a donation and to say that the opportunity to do that is still open for a few more days. So if you would like to donate and didn't have the opportunity the other day, please put something in the offering in an envelope marked Betty Harris, BMS, or something like that, or hand it to Andrew Hamilton, and we will see that it gets sent off. Thank you.
Give that to Debbie for us, please, if you would. That'd be lovely. Thank you. Pass the baton on. Debbie, we'll need that over here. Thanks. It was wonderful to have the service on Thursday, and completed on the Wednesday is what's on the wall behind me, which meant so much to Betty and the family. And so there it is. It's there. Something else that happened this week, we had a funeral for Janet, Christine's sister, which I'm told was a beautiful service on Tuesday. Thank you for all the prayers and support. I know Christine really appreciates it. And on the Wednesday, Jean Norton's body was in the Chapel of Rest at the co-op there, and Sheila took a small family funeral there on Friday. And there's the most beautiful picture of Jean, which we put on the stand here, which was for Betty on Thursday. But we've added now Jean Norton's picture. So do have a look at it. It's the most glorious picture. And inside, these were left beside her coffin on Wednesday. And inside, there's Psalm 121. And from a personal point of view, Jean, like Betty, they were both praying for me and Leslie every day, ever since we got here. And to have these two ladies united on this table is very special. And if you look inside and have a look at what's inside, you'll see why it was particularly relevant for me as I looked at it on Wednesday, but also for all of us. So don't miss the opportunity to have a look. Now, I've got a list here of people helping emptying the baptistry. Andrew's done a really good job of filling it, supported by Paul and others. And we've only got a couple of people to empty. I know that's because people hate signing up on bits of paper. So we would really love it if as many people as possible, many hands make light work, can stay for a while before taking refreshments, which will be served afterwards, come up, join the working party, and just have fun serving. I know that Andrew and Eric did this for Ollie's baptism and had a great time. And we don't just want a couple of people left here while we're all over there. That's just not right. So let's all team in, make it work. Andrew would love to have lots of helpers, so that'd be great. Right, today, myself and Debbie, our pioneer minister, are leading this service. And this is what we call a service of believers' baptism. In our service today, Andrew Askew, who's just here, in the second back row, in the middle, Andrew is to be baptized. This is not our idea. We do this because Jesus commanded us to do it. Debbie.
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
The first disciples did exactly what Jesus told them, starting with the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost.
Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added to their number. That day.
2,000 years later, we're doing exactly the same thing today. In joyful thanks to God's redeeming love, we gather to baptize those whom the Spirit has led to repentance and faith in Jesus. Jesus was baptized himself in the River Jordan, and still his disciples are called to follow him through the waters of baptism. It's a sign that they've been buried and raised with him. Baptism is primarily an act of obedience, a public confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the one in charge. It's an outward sign of something that has already happened in somebody's heart, in Andrew's heart. This is the seal of what has already happened in Andrew. Going under the water is meant to be a picture of death, of drowning. What happens, girls and boys, I'm looking at you here, what happens if you, when we baptize Andrew, Debbie and I hold him down under the water until he stops blowing bubbles? What happens? What happens if we hold Andrew under the water until he stops blowing bubbles? Ooh. Not good, is it? They're looking a bit confused. We're not going to do it. I didn't tell you that when we go put you underneath the water, there is the option of staying under and blowing bubbles for a bit. But actually what we'll do is you'll go down and you'll come back up. Why is that? Because Andrew has already received new life. He's died with Christ. Jesus died on the cross, so Andrew has chosen to kill off the old sinful nature, and instead I want to live the new life of Jesus. This is our way of identifying with Jesus. You don't become a Christian by being baptized. It's really important that you don't become a Christian by being baptized in this water. This is for those who are believers who've already become Christians. It is a moment, though, of great celebration. We celebrate the fact that through faith in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, we can all be forgiven and be born again. By the Holy Spirit, we can become new creations and children of God. And that is worth celebrating. Whenever we come to worship, and that's what we're going to do first in our service, our focus is always on Jesus. Debbie and I asked Andrew if he'd like a song. There's a particular song he would like in this service, which you always do. He said, well, there's so many. Can I have two? And we said, no, we're a church that has rules and there's only one. No, that's it's not what we did. We said, absolutely, absolutely. And so our first two songs are chosen specifically by Andrew. And they focused on Jesus. As we worship, please feel free to sit, to stand. If you want to use the banners or the instruments, if that's helpful to you to worship, do. And particularly today being a warm day, if you need a bit of fresh air, have a wander out in the corridor there on the Crosslink Centre. This is a place of freedom. Don't feel hot and bothered. Joy. Just check that Claire's up enough to be heard. Thank you. Jesus is here, and his name is above every other name.
Home again, when my world's lost. River of mercy, the fountain of life for me. Your spirit is lifted to soar on the eagle's wings.
Take joy, my King.
mercy, Lord.
Father,
we love you. We worship and adore you. Jesus,
we love you.
We worship and adore you. Spirit, we love you. We worship and adore you. Our love for you, may we serve you, may we worship you, may we speak of you, may we love others, all in the name of Jesus, to bring you glory. Amen. 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 Please be seated.
It's your turn. Okay. So I would like, just stand this way a bit for the microphone. I'd like to introduce Andrew Askew, our brother and friend. I first met him at the Alpha course and got to know him there, and it has been an absolute privilege to walk with him over the last few months. This year. And Andrew is going to tell us a little bit about himself, but also why he has chosen to be baptized today.
I am. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You can stand wherever you want as well.
I'll just pop this on here.
Yeah, please do on.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, my new family. My name is Andrew Askew. I'm 45, from Paignton, and I have a wonderful wife and four lovely boys. Around 7 years ago, I had an accident which was the starting point for me to lose control of my life. I had no idea why I couldn't find why I couldn't be happy, and I could not find it anywhere. Things started to become meaningless and empty, and I was starting to get angry with the whole world. This went on for 4 years. And I've put my family through a lot of sadness. I've ruined countless family days out. I've made them scared of me. And I've even made them hate me. I'm sorry. I really am. One Saturday evening, after I had made everyone really hate me, I sat there and I had a realization that I was going to be in some kind of fatal circumstance. I was terrified because I knew I couldn't get off this road I was on. It was so terrible and real that I had no choice but to look up and say, God, if you're real, then come and get me with both hands, because... Anyway, the next morning, there was no difference. So I thought, it's probably in the pipeline or nowhere. For the next 3 weeks, I kept seeing the number 22 up to 3 to 5 times a day. But I just put this down to not knowing what it is and carried on. I was born again with a new heart and a redeemed soul on the 22nd of October 2020. Although I didn't know what was going on at the time, I was given a flawless knowing from God. And from that day forward, I put my stake in the ground, and this is stating, no, without a doubt, I know for a fact that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are absolutely real, and nothing is ever going to change that forever and ever, ever, ever for me. I would like to praise the Lord in the form of a salvation song by King David. It's from the second book of Samuel, chapter 22. I've shortened it down a lot, but you can read the rest in your own time. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. He reached down from on high and took hold of me with both hands. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in my day of disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me, delighted. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. I love Jesus. And the reason why I'm getting baptized today is because I want to follow Jesus in every way. And that's a hard thing to do, but it must be done. And I will do my best. Thank you.
I'm sure everybody here realised that was totally from the heart, Andrew. We're going to hear from Stephen for a while, okay? Right, so,
yeah, thank you.
The Bible reading today is Matthew 4, verses 12 to 25. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Luke Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those who suffered severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. And now we pray for Stephen, for the Holy Spirit to fill him, to give him the words that the Lord wants you to hear, and to speak into hearts and open minds and ears and eyes. Amen.
Amen. We have a new dance on a Sunday. It's now called the Baptistry Dance, as you can see. We are circulating this very well. It's really interesting. I love how God confirms things, because the scripture that I felt was right for Andrew, which we will give later on, Debbie will be reading out, comes in the middle of the of this reading that we've just had. And it's about following the leader. And Andrew's testimony, he'd missed off the last bit, which is why he was being baptized. So I said to him, "Tell me, you know, what we need to hear is why you're being baptized. How you come to Jesus, how you're being baptized." I said, "You told us it was because you wanted to say yes to Jesus. So that'll do fine. We don't need lots of words." And Andrew said, "Well, actually, can I put it, I want to follow Jesus?" I said, "Yes, you can. Know what I was going to preach and what your scripture would be." Isn't that good? So this is a definite. You've got, as you say, no choice. You're following him. And everybody else, Andrew, just have a good look around, because they've got to follow Jesus as well. That's the command. It was an invitation, but it was a command as well. So to start us off, I thought, this idea of following, we'd have a bit of fun. Angela, would you like to come up? And again, on the first step, not the second step. So today, Angela will be leader for both Girls Brigade and Boys Brigade. And isn't it good? Can we round of applause for our Girls Brigade and Boys Brigade? And all those who are supporting them, sisters, brothers, parents, everything else. So, girls and boys, and anybody else is welcome to join in with us as well. I would like you to follow the leader. I don't know how you play that game anymore. I remember what we used to do at school, but that was a long time ago. So as Angela is standing, could you also stand? And I'd like you to do, follow her lead. Over to you, Angela. If they could hear, we won't use your microphone, it'd be too confusing. So just shout it out. Follow the leader. Anybody who wants to, follow the leader. Excellent. These boys' brigade captains and lieutenants are good, aren't they? Excellent. Follow the leader. This is our way of getting rid of the children, as you can see. What you don't realise is you're not seeing them again for the rest of the day. Any parents pleased with that? Yes. I hope you're leading them not into trouble. Lead us not into temptation, Angela. Deliver us from evil. Ah, good, she's back. Round of applause for our leader and our children, please. Now keep applause going, they keep on coming. Excellent. Oh, we do have obedient children and adults, so that's wonderful. So, the central focus of our Bible reading is Jesus' call to follow him. To follow him. There's two sets of brothers. Simon called Peter and Andrew, funny enough, and James and John. They're all fishermen, and they're all called to follow Jesus. And he promises them that from now on, instead of fishing for fish, they'll be fishing for people. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of people. Matthew, who wrote the first gospel, Mark, who wrote the second gospel, and Luke, who wrote the third gospel in the Bible that you've got in front of you, they all record this event. And it appears that immediately, without any hesitation, these four ordinary, unschooled, down-to-earth, working men leave their nets, their fish, their boats, their families, and homes to follow Jesus. It actually says that one of them left their father. This is a huge decision. Jesus comes, walks along, right, I want you to follow me. Can you leave your family, your home, your school, your work, everything, and come? I'm not going to tell you where you're going. All right. That's what it was. How many times have we read that and thought that's what it meant? They're thinking, David's looking at me because he's hot on the Bible and he's thinking, is Stephen about to go heretical and say the Bible isn't true? It's really important we think about these things. They appeared to leave everything on a whim. How emotional. Yeah, I'll come. To leave everything without any thought. How irresponsible. My father needs me to do the nets. He's getting on a bit and he needs me to do the hauling. But I'm leaving. I'm going. Bye, Dad. Leave everything with no idea of what Jesus was calling them to. How naive. How, Lord, I don't have a clue, but I'm going anyway. If this were true, they got a shock as they followed Jesus throughout all the towns and villages of Galilee. Because he was not only proclaiming the good news, but he was healing people of every kind of sickness. Paralysis, and you name it. And he was even casting out demons. This is a bit of a shock. But Matthew, Mark and Luke don't record the whole story. the Gospels, and in fact the whole of the Bible, it's really important to realise you're not getting everything that happened. As John said in his Gospel, the fourth one we haven't mentioned, if you wrote everything down that Jesus did, you wouldn't have enough books. So we only get in the Bible a bit. We get the whole truth that we need, but we don't get all the events, all the days, everything that happened. And certainly not in each Gospel, because each of the Gospels, each of the stories is a different person. We've got four people here in a row. Four people in a row. If there was an accident on the road near to where you were meeting, and you were all four together, and something happened, and there were various people involved, and things or whatever, and I asked you afterwards, tell me what happened, you'd all tell me something, but it wouldn't be the same thing. Because you see, some of the things would be the same, but a lot of you would have noticed different things, and you were standing in different places. And so it is with the Gospels. I was reading during my sort of recovery time at home in the garden. It's a hard life, isn't it? That's why there's the suntan, because it was sunny. I was reading a lovely book, which has been on my shelf for a long time. I don't know if anybody's got it. It's 1921 it was written, but it never goes out of date, because it's A People's Life of Christ, taken from the Bible. And it was Mr. Patterson Smythe, who did a lot of research and just opened up the Bible in a really helpful way. And he showed me what went on at the beginning of Jesus' life and ministry before the bit we've just heard. Our Bible reading started with John the Baptist being put in prison. He came to prepare the way for Jesus, and John the Baptist is put in prison, and that's the signal. John's gone. Imagine Claire's John the Baptist. I know it's a stretch, because she hasn't got sackcloth and ashes, and she doesn't eat locusts. But this is John the Baptist. John the Baptist was preaching and baptizing. Then he gets put in prison. And that's the signal to Jesus to take center stage. Jesus moves out of his home village, Nazareth, and goes to live in Capernaum, right next to the Sea of Galilee. It's a big thing to move from your own village in those days, where his family, his mother was there, brothers and sisters, they were all there, and he moved away. And from that time he began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. And this is when he calls these fishermen who live nearby in Bethsaida to follow him. The other John, who wrote the fourth gospel, he's one of them. He and the other fishermen are there. And this is 6 months ago. John the Baptist is by the River Jordan. He's baptizing. There you are, Claire. Could you stand up? You're doing the baptizing. Thank you. And there's a couple of disciples. Watch out. There's a couple of disciples next to John the Baptist. And Claire says, look, the Lamb of God. And those two disciples, they leave John the Baptist. They've been following him. They're now following Jesus. Yeah, you can sit down now. Sorry, you're redundant. You finished your job. These two men follow Jesus, and when I asked by him, they then asked him, get my language straight. They follow Jesus, and Jesus turned around and said, what do you want? They said, where do you live? He says, come and see. So these two people, they come along. Now, it's a memorable occasion. This is a key moment. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't often get in the Bible times. I've taken my watch off so I don't get it wet in the baptistry. But I've always got my watch on. Who's got a watch on now? Who can tell me the time? Look at everybody. And John, who wrote this in the Gospel, he didn't have a watch, but he knew the sun. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know, that's the time when Jesus said, come with me. And they spent the rest of the day at Jesus' house. We don't know what Jesus said to these disciples. You could look in the beginning of John's Gospel, you'll see it there, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. These two people have been followers of John the Baptist. They're now following Jesus. And we don't know what he said, but guess whose name is one of them? Andrew. He was so moved by what Jesus said, the first thing he did was find his brother, called Simon, later to be called Peter. And he said, we found the Messiah. So I don't know what Jesus said, but it had a big impact. We found him. It's what Andrew was just telling us. God has made himself known. We found the Messiah, the one whom the Jews have been waiting for to establish God's kingdom. We found him. So Andrew was one of the two. The other one was John, who wrote the gospel, who wrote it down. Next day, Jesus calls two other men from Bethsaida to follow him. And the following day, they're all at a wedding at Cana in Galilee, where they see Jesus turning water into wine. And the John records the disciples believed in him. So 6 months ago, from the reading we've had this morning, Jesus has already called some of these people to follow him. And they have. And they've seen what he's doing. They saw him turn water into wine. So when Jesus called these four men, Andrew, Simon, James and John, in the reading we've just heard, they didn't decide to follow him on a whim, irresponsibly, without thought, or naively, I don't know where we're going, but it wasn't at all. They knew what Jesus was doing, what he was preaching. They'd already seen, everybody had heard about it. They'd seen him in action at close quarters. It's been 6 months, been a lot going on in that 6 months. I'm sure John would have told his brother James. They were very close. I'm sure he would have told him, look what's going on. I'm sure James would have been at the wedding in Cana. They wanted to be with Jesus. They wanted to share in what he was doing in this kingdom of God. They didn't really know much about it, but they did know they could trust Jesus. So when he comes along and says, you four, come here. No, don't do it now. But, oh, he's ready. Hunter's ready. That's the point. I mean, actually, these guys here, strangely enough, they do trust me. And if I said nicely, would you do this? They'd probably come. But Jesus said to these four, I'm choosing you. I want you to come. And so that's why they left nets, fish, their boats, even their father and the father's business and everything else. Their home, they left. Why is this important to us? Because these events are 2,000 years ago. Well, Andrew's decision to follow Jesus today is not a spur of the moment decision. He is not choosing to follow Jesus on a whim. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that. It's not naively, without any thought. He's thought a lot. It's not irresponsibly. He cares for his family and they're all here. It's great. He hasn't decided to leave the world's way of doing things and go the Jesus way because it was an excellent messy church, the first one he came to, however good messy church is. It wasn't just that. It wasn't an interesting Alpha Course video, although they're very good. It could possibly be Leslie's cooking, but no, it wasn't Leslie's cooking either. He has weighed up the options. Follow Jesus, don't follow Jesus. World's way that ends in death and no hope. Or go the Jesus way and live now with him and forever. Not much choice would he put it like that, is there? And that's why he said. He has made an informed choice. In his own way, he has left his nets, his fish, his boat. He's not need to leave his family because that's a different situation. Andrew knows who Jesus is, he knows what Jesus is doing, and he wants to follow him, to join in with him. And this understanding didn't come in the last few weeks or months. God has been working in Andrew's life before he was born. That's what it says in the Bible. God saw his unformed substance. Before a twinkle, past a twinkle in the Father's eye, and ever since. He has been working, drawing him to Jesus. I saw Andrew talking to June. Have you seen Andrew before today?
Once.
But I think you saw him a long time ago. A long time ago with Alfred. And he used to come to this church. And when he came to Messy Church the first time, I introduced him to Sheila and Jean. And you were surprised that they remembered that, Alfred and you. And this thing about Andrew wanting to join in, firstly he said to me when we did our baptism preparation with Debbie was, my father used to bring people to church. I'd like to do that. Great. We need bringers. And my father used to go to care homes. I used to go with him every now and then. I said, great. We do that as well. Andrew knows that Jesus calls us not only to follow him, he makes us a promise that he'll make us into fishermen. Andrew, I understand you used to be a fisherman. What do you used to try and catch?
Oh. Scallops and all fish.
Scallops and all fish. He used to be a fisherman. He was catching fish for a living. But now, Jesus is already making Andrew someone who will catch men, women, and children for Jesus. Just like the Andrew we heard about in the Gospel, he's already bringing his family to meet Jesus. And I believe he'll be bringing many more people to Jesus in the years ahead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can't do it on our own, but with God's Holy Spirit we can. Andrew, as I say, is not leaving his family to follow Jesus, but he's bringing his family in his journey of following Jesus. So that's Andrew, and that's why I got him to look at you, because it's up to you now. There's going to be baptismal vows in a bit where Andrew makes his promises to God, and then it'll be followed by yours. So this is a challenge to all of us. How long has God been working in your life? I believe it's been before you were born. For some of you, that's not very long ago. But some of you, it's ages. It's ages. Has he drawn you to Jesus? We sang a song with the Girls Brigade on Monday. It's an adventure following Jesus. And I introduced it to them with no words so that they could sort of try and load it. And it's a song that means a lot to me. It's an adventure following Jesus. And with the Boys Brigade and the Girls Brigade as well, we've been looking at the fact that Jesus calls us to life and life in abundance, life to the full. Jesus wants us to live for him with his life and enjoy it. Is anybody here enjoying being a child of God?
Yes.
Oh, good. Excellent. Hallelujah. For those of us who've not put your hand up, fair enough. Thank you for being honest. I'm not a child of God yet, maybe. Or actually, I've forgotten the joy of being a child of God. So, have you heard Jesus' call to you to follow him? Do you want to join with him in his work to forgive people their sins, heal people, set them free from everything that holds them back? There is nothing more great than being Jesus' co-worker, follower, helper in helping somebody else discover that God loves them and that they too can become a child of God. There is no better deal. There's no better work. There's no better way to live than helping others come to know the love of God. Do you want Jesus to make you a fisher of men? The scripture we've heard today is his call and promise to you. Come and follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. You need to think about him and what it means to follow him and what he wants you to do, and then he wants you to make an informed choice. So today, if somebody came to me and said, right, I want to be baptized right now, I'd probably say no. You think, that's cruel. No, I'd say no. Because I just want to be sure. This isn't an emotional outburst. It's not on a whim. It's not I want to do what Andrew does. This is a considered decision. I want to be Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. So, do we want to go his way and embrace the adventure of life with him? I hope so. And I hope there's anybody listening to this on the recording at home that they will do what Andrew did and say to God, okay, if you're real, show yourself to me. The way he reveals himself will be completely different to each one of you. And that's the way it is. And if you've been following Jesus for a long time, and I'm not just looking at older folks here, long time can be a year. If you've been following for Jesus for some time, let's embrace the adventure again today. Let's be filled with the Holy Spirit again today. We're told to go on being filled. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit so we can worship and love and serve, to get through difficult times and rejoice in brilliant times. To go out in boldness and kindness to tell other people about Jesus. Jesus is still making people who catch people. Now, I have a deal. Whoops, not a deal, a gift. That's what I mean. Now, this is only for the children, because I don't think I've got enough. But if anybody thinks afterwards, I'd really like one of these, you can have one, free, okay? So, could you pass those down? Take some and pass them down, so that everybody's got one, please. All the girls, all the children have got them. Take one and pass it on. I'll see if you keep them. Take one, take it out. There you go, take. Have you got any children at the back today? Have we got one? Oh, we have. We've got someone there. Who's at the back? I thought it was the dog. I could just... Sorry. Little furry thing. This is for you, Eric. Have we got... Oh! Do you want... I'd like to give you one. I didn't say an age, did I? Right, could you take one for? Thank you. Right, Brianna here. As you're his child, you get one as well. All right. I don't know what age you are. We didn't put an age limit on it. Okie doke. Right. Anybody missing one? Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Lovely. There are plenty. More for everybody, Fran and Ryan. Thank you. Lovely job. We had time, we'll have them. Right. Why have I given you a coin? Heads and tails. Can you look at the heads? The head side. Whose head is on it? Queen. The queen? Who's the queen? She was the queen of this country. She was the sovereign, the head of the country. That's why her head is on the coin. Now, if you had a new coin, well, the newly minted coins, whose head would be on it? The king. Who? King who?
Charles.
King Charles, exactly. On one side of this is the king, or the queen, the one in charge. That stands for Jesus. He's the one in charge. Okay? So that's why you've got, that's the first side. Now turn it over. What does it say on the other side? You've got a nice little, I've got a 2P one. So I've got a flower. It says two. What does the two mean on the other side? What does it mean on the two? 2P. If I went to the Bank of England and said, right, I've got a coin. Can you tell me how much you will give me for this one? They said, we'll give you two pennies because... You know, and then we could do that any time. We can go to a bank, we can get this, and we can swap it for 2 pennies. If you have a 10p piece, if you had a 10 piece, you could get 10. Because the government, the king, the queen, whoever's in charge, they've said, we promise we'll give you the worth of your coin. And that's the simple way just to remember. Jesus, the head, the one in charge, says, follow me. The one in charge, like Angela was just now, she's in charge. Follow me. That's the command from the head. But the promise on the other side is not I'm going to give you 2 pennies. The promise is I'm going to make you a fisher of men, women and children. Jesus does the calling and we do the obeying. He does the making. Andrew cannot make himself a fisherman, but God can make him a fisherman. Hunter, you can't catch people for God on your own, but Jesus can make you a fisherman. And I believe there are people here already who God is saying, yes, I'm making you a fisherman. And he wants to do that with all of us. So if I'll leave these here on the bed of the piano. And if anybody thinks they'd like, I'll put it here safer. If anybody wants a reminder of today, you might want to put it somewhere. Yes, Jesus has called me today to be a follower of him. And he's going to make me into a fisherman. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are still calling people to follow you. Thank you that you call us to come in repentance and faith, to say sorry, to believe in you, to trust you. You forgive us, and then you give us new life. And then you say, right, join with me in changing the world, changing people's hearts, bringing others to know my love. Lord, help us all to hear your call and to follow you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you know that this is the first time that you've really said yes to Jesus, I want to follow you, do tell someone, your Girls Brigade captain, Andrew, me, one of the deacons, anybody that you know here, tell somebody, this is what I've done today. And take one of those coins and put it somewhere safe as a memory of today. Debbie's chosen a song that is sealing this. It says, yet not I, but Christ. So let's worship using this song.
Gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
given, the future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. All the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day I know he will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Seal that word in our heart, Lord. Amen. Betsy, Debbie, over to you.
Andrew, would you like to come forward? And it's time for you to make your declaration of faith.
Wonderful.
Right. Well, you both helping today. Wonderful. Got him sorted? Okay, so you come and stand here. We're not going to go too far, but we want everybody to see you. Right. So, the moment has come up for your declaration of faith, but I think we've heard it already, really. However, these are the precious words for us to think about. My friends, today we hear of the work of God in Andrew's life. He is here because Jesus Christ has found him, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, he has discovered new life in him. The love of God has become real. The call of Christ has beckoned Andrew, and the life of the Spirit has renewed him. Andrew, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do. This is the God in whom I trust.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do. He has redeemed me and called me by my name.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do. Christ is my way. He is the truth, and now he is my life.
Andrew, will you live within the fellowship of the church, and will you serve Jesus Christ in the world?
With the Spirit's help, this will be my witness.
Amen.
This declaration of faith is not just something for Andrew. This is the faith of the whole church of Jesus Christ throughout the world. This is the faith of all those who trust in him. Debbie.
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life.
So, congregation, will you confess your faith? As the people of God in this place, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
We do. This is the God in whom we trust.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Saviour?
We do. He has redeemed us and called us by name.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
We do. Christ is our way. With the Spirit's help, we will follow this Jesus in the church and in the world.
Thank you. There are angels cheering in heaven, saying, go for it. Right, we're now going to come to our baptism, so we need to just get a few things together. Children, do come up. All those who can't see, come up as close as you can. On the first step, that would be great. So, Andrew, we have heard of your repentance and faith. And we're now going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of God, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. So let's just do that right now. Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we come today to be in obedience to you, to baptize Andrew in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the scripture that we have given you is very appropriate. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. Be blessed.
We're now going to pray for you, Andrew, to be filled again with the Holy Spirit, because it's in him that you first came to faith. And it's only in him that you can continue in your faith. Holy Spirit, promised by Jesus, given by the Father, fill Andrew now to overflowing, that he may declare your praises and follow you every day of his life. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to pray, speak out a scripture, speak it out loud so we could all hear. This is the body of Christ that baptizes. So if God's given you a word, bring it out.
Father, thank you for Andrew. Thank you for the joy of getting to know him over the past few months. I pray that you'll bless him and use him mightily in this church and for yourself.
Amen. I have seen your heart, my son. And as you walk and follow me, I will show you marvelous and great things, and I will always be with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us rejoice. Rejoice with that. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, thank you for this gift of Andrew and his family to us. We thank you for this day. We thank you, you love us so dear. And you've promised never to leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, it's so warm we could stay in, but I think we can. You got the towel? I'll come out this way. At Messy Church last Saturday, we finished. We had a part of Messy Church. We had a song, and I thought we have to do that to finish our service today. So, Lord, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, send us out now in the power of the Holy Spirit to live and work to the praise and glory of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.